The City Council in Springfield, Massachusetts begins a series of public hearings this week on the budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. Mayor Dominic Sarno has recommended a $691.7 million budget that he says maintains core services, enhances public safety, and keeps popular programs without dipping into the city's $50 million rainy day fund.
This is the five consecutive year we balanced this budget without any use of reserves.
The proposed budget increases spending by about $35 million, or 5.4% from the current fiscal year. Most of that increase goes to pay for salaries that are the result of recently ratified contracts with municipal employee unions. The budget includes money for new training classes for the police and fire departments to keep both agencies staffed at current levels. Sarno said the budget also will pay for police officers to be outfitted with body-worn cameras later this year.
We think that is essential, not only to continue to enhance our community relations, which I feel that have been strong and positive, but also in the protection of our police officers. And if something is not done up to par, to the residents, and you go right to the camera.
Other items highlighted by Sarno in the budget include funds for a sidewalk repair crew and a new unit of municipal workers to maintain downtown city parks.
All pools, splash pads remain open for residents and families to enjoy. We're also going to continue to do our summer movies program. It's been very, very successful in our parks, and the families love it. It's free of charge. We're going to also be doing the concerts in the parks. That's been a big, big hit, and we have sponsorship on that.
Sarno said the city is providing funds to expand preschool. The number of early education classrooms will increase from 5 to 15, making room for almost 300 additional children in full-day programs.
And we know that's a critical component for the overall success of students' academic career.
The budget counts net revenue from the MGM Casino at $13.9 million and estimates modest increases in taxes on restaurant meals and hotel stays, according to Chief Administration and Finance Officer T.J. Plant.
Motor vehicle excise tax is going up almost $1,980,000 from this fiscal year's collections of motor vehicle excise. People are buying new vehicles and everything, so it's a sign of the economy.
Property taxes will increase by a total of $9 million to help fund the budget, but how that will impact the tax bills of homeowners and businesses won't be known until the end of the year when the tax rates are set. The City Council has scheduled public hearings on three different days beginning Tuesday to hear from 33 municipal department heads and agency directors on how services will be impacted by the proposed budget. Then additional meetings will be scheduled where the council will publicly deliberate on the spending plan, according to City Council President Justin Hurst.
One of the things that we didn't want to see happen were any cuts to personnel, and that is always first and foremost, and so I was pleased to hear that there were not any cuts.
By law, the council can vote to adopt the mayor's proposed budget as is or reduce spending, but cannot increase the budget's bottom line. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.